Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Gary Day of the 187th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative Day, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House is back in session in Harrisburg, pieces of legislation are starting to work their way through the process, and I understand that one of the first bills that has come out of the Education Committee is one of your bills, something you've been working on for a long time. What's it about?
The bill requires schools to do school safety drills. You know, a fire drill is a safety drill, but it's about fire. A school safety drill requires that schools take a look at other things that can be dangerous to schools. And we always think of right away about a violent actor comes into the school. And I want schools to be trained and prepared and have everyone understand their role in keeping everyone safe as a group. Back in 2013, we had a select committee on school safety. I was honored to chair that. I was asked by the Speaker of the House to chair that. It was the most bipartisan committee of the House of Representatives, and we came up with a list of recommendations we could all agree on, and this was one of those recommendations.
So what's the process for it from here after it leaves the Education Committee?
Well, it'll go to the floor of the House, and then we'll have discussion on it on the floor of the House, but because it passed unanimously out of committee, and because it passed before last session off the House floor unanimously, there won't be much discussion up there. However, the process is set up this way. We all review it again, and 203 members will take a look at this again and make sure that we want to all vote for this again. If anyone has any questions or ideas about changes, we'll handle those on the floor of the House. After that, it goes over to the Senate, and they should be doing the same thing. A select group of people on the Education Committee in the Senate look at it. They should vote it to the floor of the Senate. Passes the Senate, then it goes to the governor, and then the governor has to take his look at it.
We're getting on toward tax season, and it's also the time when a lot of people start thinking about putting money together for their children's college education. And I understand that there's a happy coincidence here that on the Pennsylvania tax forms, there's now an ability to designate some of your return money to go to educational uses for your children. What's going on here?
Pennsylvania, I'm proud to say, offers and administers a 529 college savings program. It works similarly to an IRA. You don't get the tax deduction for it, but however, any amounts that grow in there is protected from tax. So it's not quite the same as an IRA, but it's similar in that the growth in the investment is not taxed and then is there for your children when they get to college. It makes it much easier to talk to your children about, let's let your brain take you where you can go and not be limited by our financial resources. The change, which is important, which you mentioned in your question, is that when you're doing your state income taxes, if you do have a refund, now you have an opportunity to just merely check a box and it'll send those dollars to your child's 529 account. It's a great thing to take a look at. All Pennsylvanians should become planners of their financial destination, and all Pennsylvanians should consider a 529 account. And now we're trying to make it easier for you to contribute.
Also, we're in cold weather, and I understand that there is a program that's available for those who might have trouble making ends meet and paying for their heating this winter.
There's a convergence many times of federal, state, and local resources coming to help people. And sometimes our offices just let you know about other programs like the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. It's known as LIHEAP, and it's for residents who are struggling in their home with their heating bills in the winter. And they can apply for assistance from this federally funded program. And it's supposed to help individuals and families pay their heating bills through home heating energy assistance grants. It also provides crisis grants to help residents in the event of a home heating emergency, maybe if your equipment breaks down or if you don't have fuel in the system, or if the utility comes in and terminates services for non-payment or other reasons. The income eligibility guidelines for LIHEAP are set at 150% of the federal poverty level for income and individuals with an income limit of $17,820. For a couple, it's a little more. You can have, as a couple, you can have $24,030. And for a family, it moves up to $36,450. Residents can apply for the LIHEAP program online or by contacting the county assistance office, or just call my office. We'll get you to the right place. This is a federal program. You can just contact my office, and we'll give you all the contact information down at the county where you reside so that you can apply for this.
Representative Day, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Gary Day.